Jenny the Pirate, Sexy Erotica by Ulrich. Narrated by Christina May. The weather was much hotter than Jenny had anticipated when she got into her favorite boiler suit to paint her beloved houseboat a uniform reddish-brown color. She had been living on the houseboat for 3 years, but now she was desperately trying to get various institutions and universities to finance her pet project, where she would be fully able to use her education in anthropology, rather than making a living as a kindergarten teacher's assistant, like she was now. Her idea was to study young people from around the world, travel to Malaysia, in order to help save the eggs of endangered sea turtles. Jenny had a theory that in that exact environment, one might be able to find some extremely interesting tendencies for the future of mankind. What kind of young people would spend their vacation like that? What was their mindset when they arrived? How did they feel when they left? And what might the experience be to them 6 months later? Jenny was hoping that a strictly scientific examination of that small and limited community would demonstrate that projects of that nature were not only good for the sea turtles, but might also help engender a completely new culture among the future citizens of the world. A new sense of community and a new identity, as not merely a citizen of a particular nation, but as a human being on a planet for which we all have a shared responsibility. Jenny hadn't much luck pitching her idea to the academic world, so now she had decided to bring the project to life on her own. By saving money and selling her houseboat, she thought it would be possible for her to finance the project herself. After 4 months of ads in the newspaper, on the internet, and signs on the houseboat itself, not a single prospective buyer had emerged. Jenny's friends had politely suggested that perhaps it was because it looked like a drug warehouse with its rainbow paint and colored lights. The time had come to paint the houseboat a uniform color, and the colored lights had to be taken down. Jenny had grown accustomed to living on 28 square meters. In the roomy galley, the leftover colored lights and girly trinkets still provided some decoration. It actually did sadden her to paint over the rainbow colors with the dreary reddish brown, which everyone had suggested she use. Boring. And it was far too hot for a boiler suit. However, the suit might look better if it had got a few paint stains on it.